March 6th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:30. I'm Brent Allen. Mostly cloudy skies are up for today with just a chance of shower. Currently sitting at 51 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Voter turnout across Sonoma County was pretty low for this election, only slightly over 25%. Of the over 302,000 registered voters in the county, only 76,374 ballots were cast. Local election results are in this morning, starting with Sonoma County Supervisor. Rebecca Hermosillo will represent District 1 in the Sonoma Valley. She will replace Susan Gorin, who chose not to run for another term. Hermosillo captured over 78% of the vote. District 3 will return Chris Corsi to the board with a commanding win over Omar Medina. And in the 5th District, Linda Hopkins won. She was unopposed. For the hotly contested State Assembly District 2 race, on the Democratic side, currently it will be Democrat Chris Rogers facing off against Republican Michael Greer in November. The 4th District was won by Cecilia Aguiar-Curry, who got 100% of the vote in the 12th District. As for local measures, Measure A, a parcel tax for the Ronan Park-Cotati School District, is winning with 72% of the vote. Measure B, a parcel tax for Petaluma Joint Union High School District, appears to not have the two-thirds yes vote that it needs to pass. Currently, it has 60% on the yes side. Measure H, the half-cent tax to support Sonoma County fire agencies that will generate about $62 million per year, is passing with 61% voting yes. It did need just a simple majority. Governor Newsom's state Proposition 1 appears to be winning with 50.2% voting yes to a very close 49.8% on the no vote. There are still ballots to be counted, and the results will not be certified one way or the other until April 12th. Under Proposition 1, funds raised from the Mental Health Services Act that put a 1% tax on incomes over $1 million will be redirected.
And that's the issue of homelessness. That's the issue of what's happening in the streets and sidewalk.
The measure also increases state oversight of county spending on behavioral health issues on local governments to fix the problem. In the race for the White House, Donald Trump won 12 out of 13 states on Super Tuesday, inching him closer to the Republican nomination. He now has 995 delegates.
This was an amazing night, an amazing day.
Nikki Haley did win Vermont, preventing a clean sweep. And new in this morning, Nikki Haley is supposed to announce at a 7 a.m. speech from Charleston, South Carolina, that she is officially suspending her campaign for president, essentially dropping out. President Biden easily won almost all contests. The one outlier is the American Samoa Caucus, where Jason Palmer defeated Biden with a total of 51 votes to Mr. Biden's 40. U.S. Representative in the 2nd District, Democrat Jared Huffman, easily won with 73% of the vote. He'll face off against Chris Columbia in the fall, as did Mike Thompson. He won with 72%. He'll face Republican John Munn in November. In other news this morning, we now know the name of the man killed in the shootout and car chase with Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies on Monday. 53-year-old Jose Luis Villasensor of Santa Rosa. Police confirmed he fired an AK-47 semi-automatic assault rifle at deputies multiple times before crashing into a fence. His exact cause of death and the body camera footage from deputies has not been released. Well, it's time for a check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. Still just have two incidents working. 101 northbound at the Ronert Park Expressway, a two-vehicle crash on the right-hand side of the road that really messed things up earlier in the morning. It should be in the clearing stages now. And on Crane Canyon Road, a stolen white Dodge Charger went off the roadway 18 to 20 feet down into a ditch. They're in the process of removing that vehicle now. Our KZST news time is now 6:35.
Heritage Trophy. Rafters above the rest.
This is David, and I'm here with Todd Felciano, owner of Heritage Roofing here in Santa Rosa. So, Todd, let's talk about what happens if I wait too long to re-roof my home.
Well, several things can happen, the first of which is water damage. When you get moisture intrusion in your home, it can cause all kinds of problems like drywall and paint damage, and it can also lead to, dare I say, mold, and nobody wants mold in their home.
Yeah, mold is nasty.
The other thing is pricing. Unfortunately, we're in a challenging season economically, so the sooner I decide to make the investment, the better.
So, have folks call Heritage Roofing?
Yeah, it's super easy. We'll set up a time to meet with you and look at your roof and provide a free estimate. Call us at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, David.
Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest.
You're invited for a day of family fun at the North Bay Science Discovery Day. Join us on Saturday, March 9th from 10 till 4 at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. This free science festival is perfect for families. Parents, ignite your children's curiosity about science, technology, engineering, medicine, and mathematics. Discover the wonders of the laboratory and field through hands-on experiments and activities. Medtronic, Keysight, NorCal Bats, and the Robert Ferguson Observatory, along with 50-plus North Bay organizations, will be there. Learn about rockets, beehives, robots, sharks, catapults, and hearts. Dive into the worlds of animation, animals, art, and more. Meet professional scientists and engineers. Ask them your burning questions. Follow the signs for a full day of exciting hands-on science exploration. Rain or shine, join us Saturday, March 9th at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds in Santa Rosa. Admission and parking are free. For details, visit northbayscience.org. See you there for a day of family-friendly science adventure.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon off your first fill up. In sports, the Warriors will take on the Milwaukee Bucks at home tonight. And your forecast today, mostly cloudy, still with a chance for some scattered showers, primarily in the morning hours, highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, overnight lows a little cooler in the low 40s. Tomorrow, clearing to mostly sunny skies, something we have not had in a while. Mid-60s, it will be warmer, finally a dry day. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. It is official.
Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall.
Florida lawmakers unanimously voted to rename State Highway A1A after Jimmy Buffett. They sent the bill to Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday for his signature. On Monday, the Florida legislature passed a bill to also create a license plate with the word Margaritaville on it. Proceeds from the sale of the plate will go towards Buffett's charity, Singing for a Change. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZSD Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show. KZST is not the only four-letter word she knows.
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right, till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn.
Talk to myself for hours. Yeah. did you cry, but then remembered I.
KZST. Welcome to your Wednesday. It is 642, 51 degrees in Santa Rosa. A chance of some drizzle this morning, but not much and short-lived.
Hi, this is Santa Rosa Police Chief John Cregan. If you live in Santa Rosa, please join me for a community meeting this Wednesday, March 6th. As your chief of police, I'm committed to making positive changes in our organization, and I need your feedback on the areas that I can focus on. Attend the meeting to share your thoughts and ideas about what the Santa Rosa Police Department's three-year strategic plan should address. We have an incredible police department here in Santa Rosa, and I'm always looking for opportunities to enhance our services to our community. Your input is so important and will help the Santa Rosa Police Department develop our vision for the future. Spanish translation services will be available. If you're unable to attend, please take the survey online at srcity.org/SRPD Strat Plan. Join us this Wednesday, March 6th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Utilities Field Office, which is located at 35 Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa. Hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. If you're in your home or business and you smell gas, your first step is to get out. Travel a safe distance until you can't smell the gas, and then call 911. First responders will make it safe. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
I got a new car. It's blue.
Blue and yellow cars are the safest. The University of California did a study on it.
How'd you know that?
I heard it on the radio.
Each week, twice as many Sonoma County adults visit a local radio station than visit Google.
Brought to you by Amaturo Sonoma Media.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and coming up on the show, we will try to get a cute little pussycat named Marilyn adopted, our pet of the week, going on at 8:10 with the Humane Society. Also, Landon McPherson, a.k.a. Man Landers, will be in the studio answering your listener questions the only way he knows how, with sick and twisted responses. By the way, I do have an interesting letter about a drunk, skinny dipping husband out of control at a party. Cannot wait. Plus, we will chat with Kai Boyd from the Rialto Cinemas in Sebastopol at 8:40. We will get the scoop on the biggest Oscar watch party in Sonoma County. All that and more coming up right here on KZST.
You can be amazing, you can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast or be the backlash of somebody's lack of love. Or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you the way the words do when they settle beneath your skin. Kept on the inside and no sunlight, sometimes a shadow. If you say what you wanna say and let
Sonoma County. It's not just a place, it's a lifestyle.
The soundtrack for Sonoma County is
KZST.
KZST. Well, good Wednesday morning to you. I'm Debbie Abrams, and I know you've been wondering where the word sleep comes from. I have the answer. It originated from old Germanic verbs for sleep, an old and middle high German. It was called Schlaf. The original meaning of the word sleep was to slap. Yes, that was a very long way to go to get to my Sleep City commercial. Sleep City sells mattresses in Sonoma County. It is locally owned by Mark Thomas, who has 5 stores, 2 in Santa Rosa, 1 in Petaluma, 1 in Windsor, that's my store, even 1 in Napa. He's been in biz here for over 35 years, all about superior products and top-notch customer service. It continues to be very important to support local, which is why Sleep City is part of the Go Local campaign. He's into the community. What about top brands? Stearns & Foster, Sealy, Heirloom, King Coil. They have it all, and accessories as well. Linens, pillows, toppers, that adjustable base, which I'm enthralled with mine. I don't even know how I survive without that one. Check out a Sleep City store near you today. You can go online at sleepcitybeds.com. They have it all, Sleep City, because mattresses matter.
The cold weather may be lingering, but SEP has some hot tips to help save energy and show your bill some love. Start by making sure you're on the right electricity rate plan and taking advantage of discount programs you may qualify for. These two things can make a big difference in your bill. Show your thermostat some TLC. Lower it a few degrees when you're away or snuggled up under a blanket. And consider a smart thermostat. It knows when to keep it cozy and when to take a break. Let's talk lighting. Swap out those old bulbs for energy-efficient LEDs. They're brighter and they last longer. Your wallet will thank you. And be sure to check your energy bill for any unusual spikes. It could be time to reassess your energy habits. We can help. Visit SonomaCleanPower.org or drop by our Energy Center in Santa Rosa. For more help, understanding, and lowering your bill, we look forward to seeing you. Sonoma Clean Power. Innovation grown locally.
Hi, I'm Brad Burgum, CFO of Poppy Bank Epicenter. Poppy Bank is a true community partner. There's nothing like dropping by Poppy Bank in downtown Santa Rosa and being greeted by name with a smile. These kinds of relationships are invaluable for local small businesses like ours. Thanks to Poppy Bank, we have recovered from the shutdowns and we are in a great position to thrive.
Poppy Bank has been named Best Business Bank for a reason. Bank with a financial partner who lends locally. Visit poppy.bank for more information. POPPY.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
M-Face, M-Cella, M-Fem 360, and M-Sculpt Neo. At Artemedica, we've got the Empire. March is Empire Month. Save up to 50% on treatments this month. M-Face treats the forehead, cheeks, jawline, and chin for fewer facial wrinkles and more facial lift without needles or downtime. M-Cella is a breakthrough treatment for incontinence. This unique technology supports those suffering from incontinence with a completely non-invasive option. Simply sit on a chair and let the machine do the work. Regain your confidence with MFEM 360, the non-invasive vaginal rejuvenation treatment to increase moisture, tighten internal tissue, increase blood flow, improve external tissue quality, and increase bladder control. MSculpt Neo is the first non-invasive device designed to eliminate fat cells and build muscle. Experience the Empire at Artemedica and save big all month long. Call 707-577-8292 to schedule your complimentary M-Face, M-Cella, MFEM 360, or MSculpt Neo consultation.
KZST.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, March 6th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:59. I'm Brent Allen. Cloudy skies are up for today. We still have a chance of a scattered shower. Currently sitting at 51 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Voter turnout across Sonoma County was very low for this election, only about 25%. Of the over 302,000 registered voters, only 76,374 ballots were cast. We've got some local election results for you this morning, starting with Sonoma County Supervisor. Rebecca Hermosillo will represent District 1 in the Sonoma Valley. She replaces Susan Gorin, who chose not to run for another term. Hermosillo captured over 78% of the vote. District 3 will return Chris Corsi to the board with a commanding win over Omar Medina. And the 5th District, of course, was won by Linda Hopkins, who ran unopposed. For the hotly contested State Assembly District 2 race, on the Democratic side, currently it will be Democrat Chris Rogers facing off against Republican Michael Greer in November. In the 4th District, Cecilia Aguiar-Curry got 100% of the vote in District 12. As for local measures, Measure A, a parcel tax for the Cotati-Roanert Park School District is winning with 72% of the vote being yes. Measure B, a parcel tax for Petaluma Joint Union High School District, appears to currently not have the two-thirds yes vote that it needs to pass, although it is at 60%. Measure H, the half-cent sales tax to support Sonoma County fire agencies that will generate about $62 million per year, is passing with 61% voting yes. That one needs just a simple majority. As far as